Proclamation number 3731, dated the March 31st, 1946. Teaching activity in times of adversity, last days. A concerted effort must be made by all those whom I have appointed to preach my word in times of greatest earthly adversity. People will be needed in all places to proclaim me and educate their fellow human beings, because great adversity will be everywhere. People far and wide will be disheartened and no longer able to understand anything if they lack all knowledge about my reign and activity, about the purpose and reason of what is imposed upon them. For as long as their goal is unknown to them, they will not know the means of attaining this goal either. For this reason I will dispatch my servants to places where their efficiency is needed, where I know there are receptive hearts which are willing to listen to my word. Each one will be able to be effective within his circle, the size of which will vary depending on the teaching ability of my servant on earth, who will then fully consciously take up his office of working for me and my kingdom. Consequently, no one should be hasty but, instead, wait patiently until he receives his call, until I myself instruct him perceptively through his heart, because everything will first have to take its course according to my will. My own certainly need strength of faith in view of the adversity which will be apparent everywhere, which will seem unbearable for many people and which I will nevertheless allow to happen in order to gain their hearts. My own are aware of the purpose of the adversity and shall convey this knowledge to their fellow human beings, and thus I also allow the adversity to give my own the opportunity to influence their fellow human beings through the strength of their faith, which makes everything easier to endure and to overcome. I will support my own as soon as they call upon me, and therefore their adversity will always be bearable, for time and again there will be a way out where no human help seems possible. But they shall be of service to me during this time. They shall speak on my behalf and mention my love, wisdom and omnipotence. They shall profess me before the world and advise their fellow human beings to adopt the right attitude towards me, which alone will ensure them protection and help. They shall teach and proclaim my word wherever possible, but especially during the time of great adversity, which will precede my intervention on earth and will continue afterwards. Wherever you see great adversity, you will know that your action is needed and your concerted activity will not remain unsuccessful if you are strong in faith yourselves and always and forever carry me in your hearts. Then the hardship will not frighten you, even though your eyes and ears will witness it daily. For you will know why I allow it to happen. You will recognize its necessity and the blessing every person can derive from it. And therefore every one of you are needed for spreading my teaching, and every one of you will be able to work according to his ability but always assured of my blessing, because I need robust laborers for my vineyard at the time which will pave the way to the final end. Amen.